Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Part number two of our broadcast, my friend Virginia has written in. Hi, I was listening to your show this morning. I'm thinking you have to be careful using the word faithful when comparing Biden to Trump. Probably not the best word, as Trump has been unfaithful to all his wives. You hit on the fact that he used his son, referring to Biden. He and the Democrat Party used voters instead of standing by them. Just a thought. Absolutely. And the things you've referenced, Virginia, I have talked about. What I'm talking about fundamentally, though, relates to how faithful the individual is ultimately. Who is the most faithful to upholding the values of the Constitution? That's what matters most. And when I put the things related to both individuals side by side, the things that Joe Biden has done are so far beyond the realm of any faithful American citizen. I do believe what this man has done is borderline treason, if not treason itself. This man has sold out the country and cannot be expected to be faithful to the country. And I will stand by that position. Before the break, I told you about a Breitbart story referring to a whistleblower and Biden insider. His name is Tony Bobulinski. Here is his statement. This is actual affidavit, a copy of it. The facts set forth below are true and accurate. They are not any form of domestic or foreign disinformation. Any suggestion to the contrary is false and offensive. I am the recipient of the email published 7 days ago by the New York Post, which showed a copy to Hunter and Rob Walker. That email is genuine. According to Bobulinski, the use of the term the big guy in one such email was a direct reference to Joe Biden himself. In that email, published by the New York Post, subsequently by several other outlets, there was discussion of remuneration packages for six people involved in a business deal with the now bankrupt CEFC China Energy Company. Fox News described the email in a report citing an anonymous source confirming the big guy was indeed Joe Biden. The email includes a note that Hunter has some office expectations he will elaborate. A proposed equity split references 20 for H and 10 held by H for the big guy, with no further details. So this is the first confirmation from a source actually in the Biden universe. This is not something that is some sort of hit from some outsider. This is someone in Joe Biden's circle. What I'm outlining is fact. I know it's fact because I lived it. I am the CEO of Sinohawk Holdings, which was a partnership between the Chinese operating through CEFC. Chairman Yi and the Biden family. I was brought into the company to be the CEO by James Gilyear and Hunter Biden. The reference to the big guy in the much-publicized May 13, 2017 email is, in fact, a reference to Joe Biden. The other JB referenced in that email is Jim Biden, Joe's brother. Screenshots published by the New York Post indicate Bobulinski was one of the recipients of the email in question. The email authorized by James Gilyear of the consulting firm 12CR. Now that Bobulinski is publicly confirming the authenticity of this email, which again, he was the recipient of, that furthers the story significantly. And Joe Biden's presidential campaign does not deny their authenticity. You know, I might suggest here, just based on what you know, as a member of this audience, the information I've shared with you within the last 24 hours, do you not think this is really the most important question Joe Biden needs to be asked tonight? Mr. Biden, and here's exactly how I would ask it. We've had a string of revelations about emails purported to be from your son in your son's hard drive. Do you deny the authenticity of these emails, or do you dispute their contents? That's the question I would ask. The man needs to be on the record. These denials and the hiding, they have to come to an end. Now, I want to be very clear and set very, very low expectations for this evening. There is no way, no way. I hope I'm proven wrong, but I don't think anybody's going to do a deep dive on this from a journalistic standpoint. The moderator, forget it. She's not going to do it. This is going to be more of the same. Facebook, meanwhile, said it was preemptively holding back traffic to the stories that we've referenced here until its fact checkers weighed in. This is a rare step. The social media censorship had mixed results. Twitter's actions, according to an MIT study, actually drove more interest to the story. But Facebook's actions, according to NewsWhip data, severely limited the reach of the story to many users. Even so, nobody from Biden's campaign has challenged their authenticity, even as some Democrats, like the chairman of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, Adam Schiff, have claimed they represent Russian interference in the U.S. presidential election. Can I just say again, Adam Schiff is a crook. He's not just stupid. This man knows, he knows what he's saying is a lie. This is all they've got. Russian interference, Russian interference, Russian interference. Well, guess what? If there is Russian interference, it's on the Democrats' side. Because you folks, and I'm not talking about you rank-and-file Democrats. I am talking about high-placed members of the Democrat Party. I'm just going to be honest about this. Your leadership is more in league with the Russians and the Chinese than they are with America and Americanism. They sold out America a long time ago. They do not believe in America. This is why they spend so much time downgrading America, insulting America, trying to undermine American and our America and our American ideas and values. They don't believe in them. This is why they want to destroy the very foundations of the country so they can rebuild it. You know, we have the open that we played for you. The person who makes the statement about if we don't get what we want, we're going to destroy, we're going to tear down the system. Make no mistake about it. The radicals who are saying that, they are in league with the more peaceful people who want to do the same thing. Adam Schiff, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, all of these people want to do the same thing. The only difference is the methodology. Don't ever forget that. This story is going to go where it's going to go. It is. The question is, will there be consequences in time? I certainly hope and pray so, because I think the future of this republic depends on it. Love to get your thoughts. Stay with us.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Love to get your thoughts on where this Hunter Biden story is going. Do you think there will be any questions posed by the mainstream news media? It's kind of a complimentary thing to say of the moderator this evening. Do you think there will be any effort to go into any of this that we've talked about? Very curious to get your thoughts. By the way, the 32nd annual Charlotte Turkey Trot is going virtual this year. You can still be a part of this great Charlotte tradition, Thanksgiving Day. Register now at CLTTurkeyTrot.com. Don't wait. Register now to be a guaranteed commemorative medal to receive that and an event t-shirt. Plus, find out where and when to pick up your race packet. This year's event will raise funds for Samaritan's Feet in an effort to distribute shoes to over 250 Charlotte children. Visit CLTTurkeyTrot.com. Listen to WBT Charlotte's News Talk for updated event information and interviews on this. Closer to home, we have the ongoing COVID crisis. I'm trying to remember where I was. Maybe was still at home yesterday when we had the governor here in North Carolina making reference to where we're going, concerned about the direction of the COVID-19 virus because we're seeing an uptick in cases. Certainly not a good sign of what's taking place. And we're having increased calls for more restrictions. Increased calls. By the way, if you'd like to join the conversation, Ingalls Advantage Talk Line, number 800-928-1110. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. Our Lieutenant Governor, Dan Forrest, says this. Is Governor Cooper trying to continue his shutdown of North Carolina by passing the buck on his responsibility? Take a look at this memo just sent to North Carolina's municipalities by DHHS Secretary Mandy Cohen. She encourages local governments to impose fines on people who decline to wear a mask, impose fines on businesses that do not enforce the mask mandate, further restrict restaurants, further restrict mass gatherings, cut off alcohol sales before 11 p.m., and close bars and nightclubs. To put it bluntly, Governor Cooper is attempting to use local governments to punish business and individuals doing what they can to survive. He's repeatedly said he has full authority over his COVID shutdown, which means he also gets 100% of the responsibility. Passing the buck to local businesses and municipalities is the antithesis of leadership. And Dan Forrest is right in the money with this. That's the goal here. Even as they favor putting in these restrictions, Cooper doesn't want this on him. He wants local governments to do this so he doesn't look bad. So he doesn't bear the blame. Let me remind you again, and it's really important for you to understand. The bulk of responsibility, if you want to place responsibility for any deaths, illnesses, business closings, for the most part, the responsibility, if you're going to throw it on anybody, belongs to state and local governments. That's where it belongs. There is no national ban on businesses operating. If you have evidence of that, show it to me. Please show me how Donald Trump is responsible for that. And we've seen there's hypocrisy in how these shutdowns are handled. You can go and you can march on the street and protest. Heck, you can even riot. You heard any complaints about social distancing during these riots? During the social unrest, whatever you want to call it. But of course, if you're at a Trump rally, if you're at an announcement of the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett, those are super spreader events. You know that. Riots, not so much. Ah, my goodness. I've said to you before, we're at a very dangerous point in our nation's history. And as Dan Forrest said, what we're watching is the antithesis of leadership. We're really seeing two things. We're seeing the state and local leaders who want to pass the buck of responsibility. And at the same time, those who want to be in office, we're seeing people claim to do things, claim to have the ability to do things they cannot do. Joe Biden is talking about this as if he somehow is going to get into office and these cases are going to drop and the deaths are going to start dropping. Hospitalizations will stop dropping. Will drop. It's not going to happen. Joe Biden is full of crap. And I don't care who else it is. anybody else who's going to make the claims, once I get into office, we're going to fix. We're going to listen to the scientists. Please tell me what any scientist has to say that's going to change the trajectory of this virus in any country. I don't care where it is. Show it to me. Show me where this has been effective in any country where anybody really knows definitively what they're doing. They're all trying to feel their way through this. That's the reality. On the text line, the only person who will ask the questions about Hunter Biden will be Trump. Then his mic will be muted. Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see how that mute button works tonight. No questions tonight from media on Hunter's emails. But you can bet Trump is going to bring it up. Never underestimate stupid people in large groups. Believe me, I don't. If I was Creepy Joe, I would worry about winning the election and then dying from natural causes. Yeah. Real danger here. Vince, I'm truly hoping that every time Trump refers to Biden, he instead calls him big guy. Boy, that would be a clever strategy. And by the way, since we're on this, I think it's absolutely vital. This president needs to focus on the economy. I would not talk about this Joe Biden thing, to be honest with you, other than saying something very brief, very pithy, just something that raises a question and stirs curiosity from the people listening. And frankly, make it as lack of impassioned rhetoric as possible and move on to talking about your accomplishments and talking about what you will continue to do once you're reelected. People need reassurance about the economy. And on this COVID thing, he's got to hit this head on. Tell the president, tell Joe Biden, bring it out. I want to hear, what are you going to do that I haven't already done? Specifically, don't just use phrases like, well, I've got a plan. I don't give a crap about your freaking plan. Give me a specific, because I've not heard any. I don't know about you. Have you heard any specifics? All he's doing is trying to attack Donald Trump's leadership on the virus and blame him for over 200,000 deaths, which is intellectually dishonest. But what else do you expect from a dishonest man? That simple. Stay with us. Virtual event election 2020 events presented by Woody's Auto Service. The WBT air staff, including our own Bill O'Reilly, will live stream an exclusive pre-election conversations across Facebook Live, Twitter, and YouTube. You will see all of your favorite WBT personalities and get analysis and behind-the-curtain info you can't get anywhere else. Follow us, WBT Radio. That's at WBT Radio on Facebook and Twitter. And subscribe at youtube.com/user/WBT Radio. This is coming up Tuesday, October 27th, 7 p.m. WBT is Oktoberfest. This is Talk for Oktoberfest, presented by Woody's Auto Service. Their family serving yours since 1963, now with 14 area locations to serve you. Want to tell you about a breaking news story. Some positive news on Wall Street. Wall Street has erased a 170-point drop after Nancy Pelosi has said a stimulus deal is just about there. Just about there. Progress being made in the discussions on the stimulus. She's saying a deal on a new coronavirus aid package, just about there. If we were not making progress, I wouldn't spend 5 seconds in these conversations. This is not anything other than, I think, a serious attempt. I do believe both sides want to reach an agreement. So comments here from Nancy Pelosi indicating we will get a stimulus bill. It appears to be close. So there you go. I want to share a little bit more. We told you earlier about this CEO with Sinohawk Holdings, a partnership between the Chinese operating group through CEFC, Chairman Yi, and the Biden family. I didn't want to fire hose you with all this information at one time, but I want to finish by reading a few paragraphs from this letter. This is very, very important stuff. And I think you're going to see why in the coming weeks. Tony Bobulinski, he's the man who's written this. I want you to hear these final paragraphs. And again, this is not a political rival. Someone who actually had a connection to all of this. Hunter Biden called his dad the big guy, or my chairman, and frequently referenced asking him for his sign-off or advice on various potential deals that we were discussing. I've seen Vice President Biden saying he never talked to Hunter about his business. I've seen firsthand that's not true, because it wasn't just Hunter's business. They said they were putting the Biden family name and its legacy on the line. I realized the Chinese were not really focused on a healthy financial return on investment. They were looking at this as a political or influence investment. This is the key thing you need to keep in mind. Joe Biden is compromised. He's compromised. Once I realized Hunter wanted to use the company as his personal piggy bank by just taking money out of it as soon as it came from the Chinese, I took steps to prevent that from happening. The Johnson Report connected some dots in a way that shocked me. It made me realize the Bidens had gone behind my back and gotten paid millions of dollars by the Chinese, even though they told me they hadn't and wouldn't do that to their partners. So they screwed their partners. What a surprise. But, you know, they will take care of you. Remember that. They love you. Joe Biden loves you. He cares so much for you. I would ask the Biden family to address the American people and outline the facts so I can go back to being irrelevant. And so I'm not put in a position to have to answer those questions for them. Ooh. I don't have a political axe to grind. I just saw behind the Biden curtain, and I grew concerned with what I saw. The Biden family aggressively leveraged the Biden family name to make millions of dollars from foreign entities, even though some were from communist-controlled China. God bless America. Again, the statement. The statement from Tony Bobulinski, CEO, whistleblower, Biden insider. And I remind you again, this is by no means the end of the story. Frankly, it is just the beginning in many ways. On the Presidential Debate Commission, it's a foundation. It has nothing to do with the government except that they bill taxpayers. Yeah, unfortunately. Vince, I agree. Trump harping on Hunter Biden will not win him undecided voters. It makes Trump look petty and obsessed with Biden's family. Yeah, this cannot be personal. Vince, I completely agree with you what you said, how Trump should approach this ugly debate. Simply mention the Hunter Biden illegalities prompted by his dad, period. Move on. Yep. Also on the text line, someone attempting to refute what I said. You can forget that, Vince. Trump doesn't know how to be political. He'll be the dumbass bully with the same ego as usual. Silly Vince, don't you know COVID is smart? It can spread at riots, a.k.a. peaceful protests. The Hunter Biden thing is a little too convenient. The focus should be on the Affordable Care Act. Oh, actually, I'm going down to another text here. This person saying, this should be on the job this president has done with COVID. That's what most people care about. Scientists are just like meteorologists. They make predictions based on data. Bad data, bad predictions. Pretty much. Vince Biden also said he was going to cure cancer. Oh, isn't that wonderful? We're saved. Oh, my goodness. The level of self-deception is really deeply disturbing. I mean, some people, I think they really do believe in their own propaganda. Those are the most dangerous ones. Stay with us. Final stretch of the broadcast on this Thursday. As I mentioned, we've got the big debate coming up this evening. We will see what unfolds here, this very critical opportunity for both candidates. Right now, we travel down to our upstate studio. Our good friend Lonzo, take a look at the day in history. How are you doing today?
I am in a great mood because I get to talk to the great Vince Coco.
Well, aren't you rather fortunate?
I am.
We have five questions here for you on this particular day. 1836, on this day, Sam Houston inaugurated as the first president of this republic. What republic was it? Sam Houston.
Texas.
You got that right. Down there, Texas. 1907. These brothers bought Barnum and Bailey's Circus.
Ringling Brothers.
Yes, you're absolutely correct.
Sorry, I have Frank and Jesse James stuck in my head. I have no idea.
Yeah, there you go. 1962. This address from the president in 1962 on the Cuban Missile Crisis shocked America. Who delivered that address?
Kennedy.
JFK is absolutely correct. Here's one. I'm going to see if you remember this product. In 1981, the FDA approved this as an artificial sweetener. Do you remember this one?
Saccharin.
No, it was actually aspartame.
Ah.
Aspartame. 2012, this person was stripped of his 7 Tour de France titles.
Lance
2012,
Armstrong.
Yes, that indeed was Lance Armstrong. Not too good. Great job there, Mr. Reitzel. Hope
Thank
you thoroughly
you.
Enjoyed
game
that.
I saw, I kicked its butt.
Just out of curiosity, are you going to watch the debate this evening?
There's a debate this evening?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, there is. So
I might tune in because I've seen that there's supposedly a mute button, and I wanted to see if they will actually use said mute button.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
Because as a producer, I'd be tapping that thing just to make sure it worked.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough, man. How about you, John? You going to be watching?
Yeah, I'm going to check it out, especially after that last one. It was, I just love seeing them going, you know, getting aggravated with each other.
Kind of mix it up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Well, we'll find out what is in store this evening.
Well, you know that Trump has some wrestling experience.
That's right.
I know.
That's right.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, you know, he's been around McMahon. He actually helped shave McMahon's head, if I recall.
I remember that incident.
I'd like to see a figure four leg lock applied sometime tonight.
Well, that would be great.
Man, yeah.
Absolutely.
You know,
Biden
I know.
Would cry like a baby.
Yeah, there's no question about that. You know, that actually has gone through my mind. I thought it would be kind of cool to actually watch a brawl between those two. You know, heck.
Or a Pence with a chair shot. Oh, just out of nowhere.
Who saw that coming?
Oh, goodness. I mean, heck, we've seen so much stupidity. I mean, why stop? You know, let's go to the next level. May as well.
I think our version would be much more entertaining than what we're going to get tonight, if it's anything like the last one.
I think you're probably right about that. Well, have a great evening, Mr. Reitzel. We'll look forward to catching up with you tomorrow over on the text line. Vince, I've heard the Biden plan for fighting the Wu flu virus. He mentioned it during the first debate. This is exactly the same as what Trump and Pence are already doing. Once again, Biden appropriates someone else's work. The thief. Yes, remember, he's the plagiarizer. So would that turn him, if he does get elected, God forbid, would that make him the plagiarizer-in-chief? New email out today named Kamala, Schumer, Klobuchar, Feinstein, Gillibrand, Cuomo, de Blasio, and McAuliffe as key domestic contacts for the China deal. Here's someone else who would like to start a hashtag. Hashtag Tony Bobulinski didn't kill himself. Oh, boy. God forbid we go down that road. Everything you're saying about Biden can be said 100-fold about Trump. You truly are a sad person, just toting the company line. Okay, why don't you call in right now You've got a couple of minutes. Call in and tell me one piece of evidence that Trump has done anything on the level of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden in taking money from foreign interests. Give me evidence. I'll be glad to hear it. In fact, you've got all of tomorrow's program anytime you want to call. And I'm not saying, again, this is not to even defend Trump. But to put them in the same category, you are way out of line. You got nothing. Absolutely nothing to work with. Walter Friend here. Just think of all of those early votes before the Biden scandal. I wonder how many wish they could get their votes back. This is one of the reasons why I'm not a big fan of early voting. You know, we've talked before about how, you know, the time period before an election, it's like an eternity. I don't care. A week before the election is like an eternity. There's no telling what's going to happen between now and election day. And as you've said, there are people who've already voted. And I would be curious to know, they should do a poll sometime and ask people who vote early, do you have any regrets about your vote? Do you wish you voted for somebody else? Yeah, I would be very curious to see whether there are any second thoughts. Kind of intriguing. And again, we repeat the big story we shared at the very beginning. The nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, now goes on to the full Senate for confirmation. Out of committee this morning, all Republican votes. Democrats didn't show up. They did show up to whine outside the court. Have a great day, folks.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.